This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Europe's top diplomat Josep Borrell began a new diplomatic push on Friday to quell the spillover of the Gaza war into Israeli-occupied West Bank, Lebanon, and Red Sea shipping lanes. Their visits to the Middle East came almost 3 months since U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants from Gaza attacked Israel, triggering a retaliatory offensive that Palestinian officials say has killed 22,600 people and devastated the enclave. Gazans say Israeli planes and tanks intensified attacks overnight on densely populated areas. Iran is mourning those slain in an Islamic State group claimed suicide bombing targeting a commemoration for a general slain in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The funeral on Friday came as the death toll in the attack rose to around 90, despite the militants claiming the attack. The wider tensions shaking the Middle East during Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip had become intertwined with the funeral in the usually peaceful city of Kerman. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has linked the attack to the U.S., the gathering crowd shouting, "Death to America and death to Israel." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Canadian ophthalmologist operating on the injured at the European hospital in Gaza's Khan Yunis says the, quote, human tragedy is so huge.
Almost every hour someone's coming in with an explosive injury or a serious injury. People are losing their legs, their eyes, their lives.
A team of U.S. and Canadian doctors are part of a medical delegation from Rama Worldwide, a nonprofit organization from the U.S. This is V.